One.
Just to, you know, finish strong. You know, it's been a rough season, obviously, for us, you know, as far as our record wise. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I've learned a lot, improved, you know, from start to finish. So, you know, I'm just trying to continue to get better.
I was asking Joplo about this over there, and that is just as this kind of been the lesson for you guys, the rookies, that this is how tough this league can be at its lowest point.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely a lot we've learned, and I think it's going to make us stronger, you know, as rookies, because, you know, we've seen the worst already. So all we can do is get better. So that's what we're going to take from it.
What would be some of the keys against Carolina and, you know, how you'll have to play them to be successful on Sunday?
We got to stop the run. They are a very good running team. They got three running backs, you know, that are productive, and Cam Newton as well. He's a, you know, he extends plays, and, you know, they got the wildcat and things like that. So we got to stop that, limit the explosives, and get off the field.
Seemed like Monday night was the most physical game you guys have played as a defense throughout the year. Was there, you know, something extra in practice that you were doing, or just kind of seemed like y'all came together on, especially in that first half?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a physical game. The 49ers, that's what they're known for, is being a physical team. So we knew we had to step our game up. And for the most part, we did that. You know, we gave up a few plays, but for the most part, you know, we did our job.
You draw on this last game as kind of like your experiences in college, like if you're a team in school that had a high expectations that year, you finished 6-6, 7-5, something like that, that this is almost like a bowl game that kind of gets some positive momentum going forward.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're always trying to, regardless of what the situation is, we're going to finish strong and try to get something out of it, definitely. And, you know, they got a lot at stake, you know, with their playoff situation and things like that. So we know they're going to come ready to play. So we got to be ready.
What's it mean to you guys to be able to kind of maybe not play spoiler completely with them, but to kind of leave them with a little taste in their mouth?
I mean, we definitely know that. I mean, they got a chance to get a bye. So, you know, we definitely, you know, we're going to do whatever we can in our power to, you know, go get that win. And, you know, like I said, we're going to keep preparing, keep battling, regardless of what the situation is.
You play these guys, it's always, games are a little different against the Panthers, a little bit chippy. Do you like winning games like that where there's some tension there?
Yeah, I mean, it's all in good fun, but that definitely makes you step your game up when it's a little feisty, or it's just more, brings out the competitive nature in you. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
What's the biggest thing you learned this year as you were heading into your last regular season game?
I think just the margin for winning and losing is so small. You know what I mean? Every team is, you know, any team can beat any team in this league, and the margin for error is so small. So every play you got to be on point, because you never know, you know, how big of an impact that play can have on the game.
Did you ever hit a rookie wall? Did you ever feel like, you know what, this is week 12 or whatever it was, this is a grind?
I mean, I knew it was going to be a grind. You know, mentally, I was already prepared for that coming in to the NFL, you know. But I don't feel like I really hit that. I feel, you know, I was mentally strong enough, you know, to know that, you know, it's going to be a grind. I'm realizing it, so I'm not even going to worry about that. So I don't think I hit it.
But was there ever a point in the season where a lot of discouraging thoughts really sat in for you and you were just kind of like, man, I don't know if I can do this long term?
Nah, never that. You know, I'm never going to be discouraged or, you know, not believe in myself or my team. You know, I wasn't raised like that. You know, I feel like the hard times make you better. So that's how I always look at it.